From crawl spaces to vaulted attics, he's seen it all, and he's giving you his advice free of charge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
That's nice.
5 or 6 to 4.
Is that Chicago, isn't it?
Nice. I didn't know that.
I love Big Horn. Man, that sounds so good.
I can usually beat you on name that band or that artist, but I had no idea.
You can certainly beat me on any country western thing, but I can usually beat you on 60s
Chicago,
and 70s
okay.
stuff. Here at Rosie on the House, we have open lines at 1-888-767-4348. Let us help you tackle any project around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Call the toll-free number from wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, and we'll do everything we can to help, assist, and guide you along. Hey, if you're in the Maricopa County area, Pinal County, Yavapai County, and you're making your way into the Phoenix metro area this weekend, down at the Arizona State Fairgrounds, we've got the Home and Garden Show running today and tomorrow. Hours today are 10 to 6. Hours on Sunday, 10 to 5. With over 900 vendors on display, it's a great opportunity to get out there and take a look and get some ideas on projects you'd like to tackle. Shop carefully. That's all I've got to say. Just shop carefully. With 900 vendors out there, shop carefully. It's a great place to go and collect ideas and see some spectacular, what's new, what's the latest, what's the greatest. Home and Garden Show, today and tomorrow, Arizona State Fairgrounds. With that said, we've got a caller. Let's go ahead and take our call.
767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Ernesto and Chandler, welcome to the program.
Let's jump into Ernesto's house. Good morning, Ernesto.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you bet, my friend.
So I put a call into Retrofoam of Arizona, and they're coming over this afternoon to give me an estimate. And so I wanted to call you and get your opinion on them. I was reading a little bit online about the tri-polymer issues in Canada and issues with formaldehyde, but their website says that they're different, and I'm not sure what to think now.
Well, the technology, obviously, Ernesto, can you give me the age of your home?
The home is a 2005 from Beezer.
Okay. And it's a 2x6 construction?
I'm not sure if it was 2x6 or 2x4.
Okay. And what is it that motivated you to make the call? What is it about the house that has you suspicious throwing more insulation in the wall cavity is going to help you?
I've got the two kids' bedrooms on the west side. It's a two-story. The bedrooms sit over the garage, and my west neighbor is a one-story house. So the exterior wall gets all the sun.
Yeah, that's a common design, but, man, it's a problematic design in Arizona if it's not done properly. I mean, right over the garage, generally the garages aren't even insulated. In some cases they are, but still, you're taking a vehicle from the outside, you're putting it inside at a couple hundred degrees, right above, you know, and even if it's insulated, it's not air-conditioned. Hot air rises right into those bedrooms.
And the
south side facing, man.
The real dilemma in that situation is most of those attic garage ceilings are insulated wrong. They're insulated against the garage ceiling, not against the bedroom floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's generally where the problem is. And Ernesto, I can tell you, if you haven't, what I would recommend you do is hear them out and see what they recommend. But you really ought to tackle this project as a part of the total picture of what you've got going on. And I can't tell you, I can't encourage you any stronger to don't do anything until you get a whole house energy audit. And with that audit, they will guide you through the steps to take step by step with every tool in the toolbox. And the Home Energy Audit Inspection Company in Maricopa County that we have certified, that we have a tremendous amount of faith and confidence in, that we have received hundreds of positive feedback on, is a company called Reis, R-E-E-I-S. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Please, before you spend any money willy-nilly injecting foam into walls and cavities that already have spun fiberglass insulation, that may not be the best solution.
That phone number is 480-969-7500.
And the big key there is, like you said, what is the best thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
My first thought is just shading. I mean, that second story, south-facing, you've got blistering sun. Vertical gardening has become huge. Get a trellis built, put a fast-growing vine, create an airspace. I don't know if the HOA
reach
would
out
let
the window,
you do that.
Reach out the window and pick watermelons.
Man, I tell you what, that or some awnings. I mean, just something to shade that south side to keep the infiltration. Yeah. In my mind, is probably a better and cheaper investment up front.
Certainly have them out. Certainly hear them out. But certainly sign nothing until you get a whole house energy audit. Ernesto, this is one of the things that we deal with a lot all week long. A lot of people will call the office and they'll have two estimates to fix one problem. And the two estimates are attacking the problem from diametrically opposed directions. And invariably, it's because whoever they've gone out and sought a solution from only has one or two tools in their toolbox, and they're trying to make that tool fit that application. Very often it can, very often it will, but very often it isn't the best long-term economical solution for that particular dilemma. At this point of the show, we always pitch it out to Mr. Romy, who spends more time behind a computer at his desk in the office than he ever thought he would in his whole life. You never thought you'd have a job like this, did you, bud? You really thought growing up we'd be framing roofs together and laying up concrete block and putting up walls and hanging cabinets, didn't you?
Didn't expect a computer.
You really turned into the computer guy, I'll tell you. I know it drives you nuts a lot of days, but you milk a lot of information out of the system for us, and what comes in through the website at rosieonthehouse.com. Give us an indication of what you've been dealing with most this week.
Well, actually, I'm going to take it a different direction a little bit. We started back on Veterans Day talking about preparedness. We went through the 12 things to break it down month by month by month to make it simple. And this month is food, but I want to go back 1 month to make sure everyone got their water taken care of. And here's why. If you haven't heard or seen on the news, West Virginia is in a state of emergency for water. There was a 48,000-gallon chemical leak, and one-fourth of the state's residents are affected by this, and they're being told not to drink the water because it could cause severe burning in the throat, vomiting, and skin blistering. For $170, you could have got a water brick set. That's 10 cubes, 3.6 gallons per cube. That's 36 gallons for two people at about a half a gallon a day. You know, that would last them. That'd be a month's supply. And these water bricks are designed to be, like I said, 3.6 gallons, so you can move it. If you had a barrel, a 55-gallon barrel, you can't roll that into your car or the back of your trunk. Or even if you had a truck, you can't physically pick that up. And you carry these water bricks, and there's nowhere you can't get in the state or in the country in a car to relocate, or if you needed to get out of the area until the water is restored. So you can carry it with you when you went.
After oxygen. The next thing you need is water.
There's another example of why you just need to be prepared. This prepping thing is caught on as something trendy. You know, Boy Scouts and the Be Prepared motto has been basically getting you prepared. You know, it's a 100-year-old organization. Perfect example of the benefit of being prepared.
Beautiful part of the country. Absolutely gorgeous. Not far from, a little bit south of Gettysburg. As a matter of fact, we have a good friend who's got a farm right there on the Elk River. I'm going to have to give them a call and see how they're handling the situation.
FEMA has dispatched 75 trucks with 5,000 gallons of water each for drinking. To give you an idea, if everyone that was affected by this had a set of a water brick sack in their home, these 75 trucks wouldn't even be 20% of the water amount that each resident would attribute.
Wow.
So even with 75 trucks and 5,000 gallons, you think that's a lot? I mean, we're talking 3 days of water for those people. That's, and instead of having to go stand in that water line, now you're at home and you got your little valve and you.
There are ways to be prepared. So water preparation is absolutely step number one. That's the month of January. Take January to get yourself properly prepared for a day or two or three or four of an emergency water supply.
And we were going to put that food up, but when I saw that headline, I thought, you know what, I'll leave the water resource up for another week. So we'll do food next week. There's your water resource guide in the email. I had a couple of fun emails that came through. Michael said he bought a new house in 54 and has a tankless water heater. What he's noticed is they do have endless water heater, just like a tankless water heater should, but there's still that gap of not having hot water immediately. You still got to heat all that water from the water heater to the faucet of where you're asking for that. So all the hot water that had been heated up and cooled off in that line at the end user, he wants to know how to save. Generally speaking, what we've seen is people will do a small water heater right at that faucet. It can be a little redundant, and really, that is a very small amount. I know you still think you're saving it. I mean, I know you want to save that little amount that's in that pipe, and I understand that. The cost to get there might not make it realistic for your case. I mean, a traditional tank water heater, you're still wasting that same amount of cold water down the drain, but the benefit is you're not wasting electricity to keep this hot tank of stored water. Daniel writes in, says, we live on the corner of a very busy road in Mesa. We can't get our windows quiet enough. I thought, oh, man, what a timing for that, because we have a new member with a solution for you. We're up against a break, so we'll cover it after this. It's Rosie on the house.